A prayer for the children of Israel. Increase. To him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and has made us kings and priests to his God and Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. As a king abiding in and one with the King of Kings, in the authority given to us, in the name of Jesus Christ, we speak words of life over the children of Israel. We call all those the Lord God chose before the foundation of the world, that they should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestined them to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, by which he has made them accepted in the beloved. They are the inheritance of our Lord Jesus Christ, and we are joint heirs with Jesus Christ, so we call them our beloved children. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come into the heart of our children and their bloodline. Your will be done in the life of our children and their bloodline on earth as it is in heaven. As an ambassador of Christ, abiding in Christ and one with him, we come into agreement with our Father in heaven, the Spirit of truth and the Word of life. In him who is true, in his Son, Jesus Christ, we give thanks to the Lord, the living God, the true God, the everlasting King, our righteous Father, for our children, their posterity, their house, their entire family, and their nation, for the saints, for the leaders that God has raised up on their behalf, and for all men, as a vessel of mercy, so that Christ might make known to them the riches of his glory. We go up into the gaps to stand in battle on the day of the Lord, to build a wall for our children, their posterity, their house, for their entire family, their friends, neighbors, and countrymen, and their entire nation, for all the brethren, all those called by the name of the Lord, for the leaders of their nation and all the leaders throughout the world, all those that influence the well-being of God's people and all the people of their nation and all men, so that our children and their family may lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and reverence. In the name of Jesus Christ, we proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. We stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. It is written, the things that we speak and pray for our children, their family, and their nation. For these words are true and faithful, and they are the true sayings of God. The word of God is true, pure, proven, and eternal. For heaven and earth will pass away, but God's word will by no means pass away. It is living and powerful. It searches the hearts of man like a two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart, and nothing is hidden from his sight, the Mighty One, the Ancient of Days, the Holy One of Israel. The words that Christ through us speaks to our children and their nation are spirit, and they are life. Thanks be to God who gives them the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. We don't come to the Father in heaven based on our own worthiness or on the worthiness of our children and their family. Abiding in God and abiding in his love, we come to God's throne of grace on the merits of his Son, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and the blood that he shed. In the name of Jesus Christ, who upholds all things by the word of his power, as a fellow worker in Christ Jesus, abiding in him and born of him, we come boldly to the throne of grace and obtain mercy and find grace for our children and their entire house, all of their people on every side, all of their family, all of their blood, from the beginning of time until the end of time, all those by adoption and all those by marriage, all their natural seed and all of their spiritual seed, and their entire nation. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, by the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, the Lord bless our children and their house and their nation, and keep them. Glory to God in the highest. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. Do not hide your face from your servants, O Lord. Hear us speedily. Grace, mercy, and peace be with our children from God the Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the Father, in truth and love. Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, the King of Israel, in Christ we call upon our Father God, and we ask that God would bless them indeed and enlarge their territory. that his hand would be with our children, and that he would keep them from evil, that they not cause pain. God bless them indeed. Of the increase of their house and their nation, and peace, may there be no end, to order it and establish it with judgment and justice, from this time forward, even forever. In Christ we pray that our children find favor in the sight of God, and he will increase his mercy toward them and their house and their nation. May it come to pass that God Almighty will send hornets before them and their family, which shall drive out their enemies from before them. Little by little he will drive them out from before them and their house and their nation, till our children and their family have increased, and they and their house and their nation inherit the land. In Christ we pray he will love our children and their family and bless them and their loved ones and multiply them in their house and their nation, so they and their family shall rejoice in every good thing which the Lord their God has given to them in their house and their nation, them and the church and the stranger who is among them. Lord their God will make our children and their people abound in all the work of their hands. The Lord will rejoice over our children and their house and their nation for good, in the fruit of their body, in the increase of their possessions, and in the produce of their land for good. He has made with their children and their house and their nation an everlasting covenant, ordered in all things and secure, and he will make it increase. As a co-worker of God, we ask in Jesus' name, the Lord our Savior and our Redeemer, the Mighty One of Jacob, that the God of mercy make a hedge around our children, around their household, and around all that they have on every side, and bless the work of their hands, and make their possessions increase. As their riches increase, in Christ we pray, that our children and their family do not set their hearts on them, but earnestly seek God and make their supplication to the Almighty, that they and their family will be found pure and upright. Surely now God will awaken for them and prosper their rightful habitation. God Almighty, El Shaddai, grant, though their beginning is small, their latter end will increase abundantly, for their seed shall be prosperous. The vine shall give its fruit, the ground shall give their increase, and the heavens shall give their due. God will cause them and their people to possess all these things. Praise the Lord our God. Then the earth shall yield their increase. God, our own God, shall bless our children and their house and their nation. The Lord has been mindful of our children and their family. He will bless them. He will bless their house and their nation. He will bless those who fear the Lord, both small and great. May the Lord give our children increase more and more, them and their children. May they be blessed by the Lord who made heaven and earth. God shall bless our children and their house and their nation, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. The Lord, in the beginning, laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the work of his hands. They will perish, but he remains, and they will all grow old like a garment, like a cloak. He will fold them up, and they will be changed. But he is the same, and his years will not fail. Your throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of your kingdom. Praise the Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, his name is exalted. Now may the author and finisher of their faith increase their faith, that their faith grows exceedingly, and the love of every one of them all abounds toward each other. Our children and their house and their nation will abound with blessings. Christ, we pray that our children and their family will give all diligence to add to their faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, to knowledge self-control, to self-control perseverance, to perseverance godliness, to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness love. For these things are theirs and abound in our children. Now may the God of hope fill our children and their people with all joy and peace in believing, that they and their house and their nation may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. May the Lord God increase their joy. Christ, we pray that our children and their house and their nation will abound in everything in faith, in speech, in knowledge, in all diligence, and in love, and in grace. God is able to make all grace abound toward them and their family, that they and their house and their nation, always having all sufficiency in all things, have an abundance for every good work. God of peace, increase our children and their house and their nation, all the more in strength. May the Most High And the Ancient of Days lift up a banner over our children and their posterity and their house and their nation. In Christ we ask the Lord our God to bring them and their family to the banqueting house and let his banner over them be love. May God increase our children and their house and their nation greatly and make them and their people stronger than their enemies. According to the integrity of his heart, may God make our children and their house and their nation be fruitful and increase, abundantly multiply and grow exceedingly mighty, and produce 100-fold. In Christ we pray the Lord will increase their greatness and comfort them and their house and their nation. On every side, joy and gladness will be found in them, thanksgiving and the voice of melody. Now, may he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food supply and multiply the seed they have sown and increase the fruits of their righteousness, be enriched in all liberality. May the Lord God give the rain for their seed for which they sow and bread of the increase of the earth. It will be fat and plenty. In Christ we pray that our children and their house and their nation will honor the Lord with their possessions and with the first fruits of all their increase, so that they will scatter yet increase more. Mercy and truth have met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other. Truth shall spring up out of the earth, and righteousness shall look down from heaven. Yes, the Lord will give what is good, and their land will yield its increase. Righteousness will go before him, and shall make his footsteps their pathway. In Christ we pray that our children and their house will be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that their labor is not in vain in the Lord. Let them and their family gather by labor and increase, and they will receive their own reward according to their own labor, so that men will say, surely there is a reward for the righteous. Surely he is God who judges in the earth. In the name of Jesus Christ, may God give the increase. May our children and their house and their nation grow with the increase that is from God and expand their borders. In Christ we pray that the Lord will make our children and their family increase and abound in love to one another and to all, so that he may establish their hearts blameless in holiness before our God and Father at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ with all his saints. Concerning brotherly love, may they and their family increase more and more. And this in Christ we pray, that their love may abound still more and more in knowledge and all discernment, that they and their people may approve the things that are excellent, that they and their family may be sincere and without offense till the day of Christ, being filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ, to the glory and praise of God. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. Amen and amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, who became for them wisdom from God and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. In his name, may our children and their house and their nation increase in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and men. In Christ we pray that our children and their family will know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, judgment, and equity, prudence, knowledge, and discretion. May they and their house and their nation hear and increase learning. Now thanks be to God who always leads them and their house and their nation in triumph in Christ, and through them and their people diffuses the fragrance of his knowledge in every place. For they and their people are to God the fragrance of Christ. Grace and peace be multiplied to our children and their house and their nation, in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, as his divine power has given to them and their family all things that pertain to life and godliness, through the knowledge of him who called them and their people by glory and virtue, by which have been given to them exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these they may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. In Christ we pray that our children and their family are diligent to make their calling and election sure, for if they do these things, they will never stumble, for so an entrance will be supplied to them and their people abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Let them and their family increase their joy in the Lord and rejoice in the Holy One of Israel. Then they and their people will go to the altar of God, to God their exceeding joy and praise Him as a fellow worker for the truth, abiding in the Son and the Father and one with them. In truth and in faith, we sanctify our children and their entire bloodline, their nation, and all of their people by the blood of the Lamb of God. We sanctify their time so that they will always be in the will of God through the communion of the Holy Spirit. And we sanctify their space by the overpowering presence of God who has made His home in them. Now may the God of peace Himself sanctify them completely, and may their whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to Him was given dominion and glory and a kingdom that all peoples, nations, and languages should serve Him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and His kingdom the one which shall not be destroyed. The earth is the Lord's and all its fullness, the world and those who dwell therein. The heavens are His, the earth also is His, the world and all its fullness. He has founded it, the north and the south, the east and the west. He has created it. For by Him all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created through Him and for Him. You are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for You created all things, and by Your will they exist and were created. As a fellow worker in Christ, a fellow worker of God, abiding in Him and born of Him and His love being perfected in us, we proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. As a vessel of mercy, so that Christ might make known to our children their entire bloodline and their nation, the riches of His glory, we claim our children and their house, their entire bloodline, all of their people, their family, their children, and their children's children, as our joint inheritance with our Lord Jesus Christ. By the Ancient of Days, judgment was made in favor of the saints of the Most High, and the time has come for the saints to possess the kingdom. Awake, you who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. Awake to righteousness, and do not sin, and do this knowing the time, that now it is high time to wake out of sleep, for now our salvation is near. Come near, you nations, to hear and heed, you people. Let the earth hear, and all that is in it, the world and all things that come forth from it. In Christ we pray that our children and their nation, in one accord, will pray for the peace of Jerusalem. For it is written, may they prosper who love you. The Lord bless our children and their nation out of Zion, and may they see the good of Jerusalem all the days of their life. As kings and priests of the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we decree our children and their nation shall stand with Israel against the ungodly nations, for their shield belongs to the Lord and their King, to the Holy One of Israel. In the name of Jesus, the Shepherd and Overseer of our souls, we ask and receive all these things. Concerning this prayer of faith, that we pray for our children and their house, we come into agreement with them, with our Father in heaven, the Spirit of truth, and the Word of life. Being of one accord in prayer, we pray with confidence, for God's thoughts towards our children and their house are thoughts of peace, to give them a future and a hope. As a chosen vessel of Jesus Christ to bear His name, we continue petitioning fervently the Lord to let it be to our children and their descendants, according to His word, and what we have asked shall be given to them and their house. In Him who is true, as one, we execute the written judgment. This honor has all His saints. Praise the Lord. It is written, my covenant I will not break, nor alter the word that has gone out of my lips, says the Lord God Almighty. Psalms 89:34. God is watching over His word to perform it. Jeremiah 1:12. And it shall not return to Him void, but it shall accomplish His purpose and succeed in the thing for which He sent it. Isaiah 55:11. The Lord gives voice before His army, for His camp is very great, for strong is the one who executes His word. Joel 2:11. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of His heart to all generations. Psalms 33:1. It shall come to pass that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem there shall be deliverance, as the Lord has said, among the remnant whom the Lord calls. Joel 2:32. For my name shall be great among the nations, says the Lord of hosts. Malachi 1:11. We ask our Father in heaven, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave Himself for us, that he might purify for himself his own special people zealous for good works, believing that our children, their descendants, and their nation receive all we ask for them, knowing that it is the will of God, and he hears us. You, O Lord, shall endure forever in the remembrance of your name to all generations. For yours, O Lord, is the glory and the power and the kingdom forever. In Jesus' name, so be it. For God will save Zion and build the cities of Judah, that they may dwell there and possess it. Also, the descendants of his servants shall inherit it, and those who love his name shall dwell in it. By the blood of the everlasting covenant, in the awesome name of Jesus Christ, the mediator of the new covenant, we activate these prophetic scriptures in the lives of our children. These things, says the Amen, the faithful and the true witness, the beginning of creation of God. Amen. For all the promises of God in him are yes, and in him, amen, to the glory of God.